check of news you need to know. You need to know now.
These are the highs as we start the weekend. Joburg up to 24, Pretoria 26, and Polokwane a high of 27.
In Bedford View on the N3 northbound, a stationary vehicle on the ramp to the N12 east at the Kalulis interchange.
In your sport, Bafana Bafana are among five sides to qualify for the Africa Cup of Nations finals. And Monaco will continue to host Formula One races until at least 2031.
We start with news confirmed early this morning. Miss SA, Mia LaRue, has withdrawn from the Miss Universe competition. The Miss SA organisers issued a statement on its social media platforms saying LaRue had to withdraw due to health concerns. The Miss Universe 2024 pageant will be held in Mexico City this weekend. Lebogang Dashe has more.
In a statement, the Miss SA organizers says LaRue's health and well-being is their top priority and they will support her until she made a full recovery. The 28-year-old is quoted as saying that this was an incredible, challenging decision to make and that she is thankful for the support that she has received during her time spent at the Miss Universe competition. LaRue became the first deaf Miss South Africa when she was crowned in August. Lebogang Dashe, Jacaranda FM News.
Read the story at jacarandafm.com. To Stilfontein in the northwest, where police have warned community members of the dangers should they go down an old mine shaft. National Police spokesperson Aslenda Mate told the media yesterday that members of the public have volunteered to help retrieve illegal miners, some of whom are estimated to have been illegally mining underground for months.
We are indemnifying them. We are making them sign forms as a way of exempting us. We have taken them through the dangers and the consequences of doing so. We are on rescue mode.
More than 1,100 illegal miners have been arrested since the police operation started last month in the area, where it's estimated that there could be thousands of illegal miners underground. More about this story at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. In Tshwane, Operation Shanela resulted in the arrest of more than 380 suspects in the Boshkop and Silverton areas yesterday. Police said the suspects were arrested for crimes ranging from murder, rape to armed robbery. A total of 68 undocumented individuals were also detained. To international news, and US President-elect Donald Trump has picked Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services in the second White House administration for Trump. The 70-year-old Kennedy has argued that fundamental change is needed in the way Americans eat, exercise, and use medicines. And we know his name.
Bond. James Bond.
Yes, my name is Bond. James Bond.
Bond, James Bond.
The name's Bond, James Bond.
The name's Bond, James Bond.
But we don't know yet what he looks like. However, we have a better idea what the producers are looking for to replace Daniel Craig. Producer Barbara Broccoli said during an interview with Associated Press that the next actor to play the MI6 super spy will be in his 30s and he could be of any race. It will be a man. The reason for the specific age is that the actor will need to sign a contract for at least 10 years of Bond movies. I'm Gerda de Souza en jou hoof nuus. Mevrou SA Mia LaRue het weens gesondheidsredes onttrek vanuit die mevrou heelal kompetisie.
Shame, and I hope she's okay. Do we have any idea what's wrong with her?
No confirmation of the nature of the health scare that we now know that she's had, and that she's saying thank you for the support I've already received while at the Miss Universe competition.
So she's there.
Because it takes place tomorrow already. So we know that they have to go like weeks before the time, and there's all these different things that they have to do. So it is 11th hour withdrawal for South Africa there.
Also love the fact that you had to point out that James Bond will be a man. Did anybody, hands up, did anybody doubt that?
Where have
you been if you think that James Bond is not a man?
There was talk for many years, actually.
What is her name? Lunchka? The lady was the MI6 spy in the last James Bond.
How stupid.
So she was.
How stupid and patronizing is that?